Something for the weekend. On Saturday, it's Trina Mary here. Carol Brick, financial advisor with Her Money, is here today. And I was texting her there, Carol, I need to find out more info about pensions and this auto-enrollment. It's like as if we're all supposed to know what this is and what to do, but we don't know. So first of all, can you explain to us how this is going to work and when it's going to kick in?
Okay, well, firstly, good morning, Trina, and good morning to all your listeners. Great to be on with you again. So look, I suppose I'm a broker. I'm in the business, you know, over 25 years. And to me, this even seemed like a long, mooted idea that was never going to be visible. And you know what? We were all so pleasantly surprised to see Heather Humphreys introducing the bill last week. So this represents a significant historic milestone and the journey towards making sure that like everyone that's employed in Ireland has access to a valid pension and that they'll have it be comfortable in their retirement. So what it means in exact terms, I guess, is that from the 1st of January 2024, 750,000 workers aged between 23 and 60 who earn over 20k will be automatically enrolled in a private pension. And the good news is that the state is topping it up with €1 for every €3 put in by the workers. So they're effectively providing 33% tax relief when you contribute. Now, I suppose you start off with a set contribution as an employee matched by your employer, and then you're given the extra euro for every €3 by the state as well. So it's a huge big step, as I said, in making sure that private PAYE workers are starting early and that they're saving for their pension in a tax efficient way and that they'll be comfortable in their retirement when they decide to go at whatever their normal retirement age it will be.
Okay. Why is it 750,000 people?
I guess, you know, it's a sad statistic. And you know what, Trina, that's what keeps us brokers in business, is those people that are not being provided for in their workplace as it is and need to take, I suppose, the action themselves in making sure that they take out private pensions.
Right, okay.
I suppose, yeah. Look, there's a certain amount of, you know, a lack of knowledge really when it comes to pensions. You know, an awful lot of people are unaware of how the tax relief even works and that the state is even willing at the moment to either give you 20 or 40% back in your contributions. So a lot of people are kind of unclear of the tax benefits that are there available for them. I suppose another point is that there's just basically complete inertia when it comes to pensions, you know, and this automatic enrollment will now overcome that problem. And I suppose, look, people in their early 20s, they kind of put everything else before pension. It's like, sure, I'll worry about that when I'm 40 or 50. And they're thinking of saving for the house and saving for holidays and saving to kind of upgrade their car and all these things. And pension comes last. So now it's going to basically give them the opportunity to put it on top of the list and, you know, get tax back on the way. So it's a no-brainer and yeah. I'm delighted to see it.
Yeah. Can people opt out if they feel really they can't afford it?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the flexibility of the program. It's brilliant. So you'll automatically be enrolled, but you can opt out at any stage. So you can opt out after 3 months, but you can opt back in at any time. So if you opt out after 3 months because, you know, you have other financial commitments, and as I named out a couple of examples there, so you could opt out for, you know, a couple of months or years, but you can opt in any time you want. But in the event that you don't, you'll automatically be enrolled every 2 years. So you need to be aware of that even if you opt out, every 2 years you'll be signed up again. So again, you know, it's offering those people that kind of got lost along the way or maybe kind of meant to opt in again and didn't kind of remember to do it or, you know, they forgot to do it. They'll automatically be signed up. And look, again, if they want to opt out again, they can do that. There's going to be a reward system, though, or a bonus system in place for those who continuously contribute for 5 years or longer. And that's going to be a great incentive to keep people in the system and keep them contributing on a monthly basis. And you know what? It's getting more out of their employment contracts as well, because whilst the employee is going to be required to put in a certain amount, their employer is going to match it, right? So between your employer matching it and the state topping it up, it's an absolute no-brainer entirely to take it.
Mm-hmm. Is it bad news for employers, though? Is that going to be an extra cost for them, or can they get the tax back on it?
Of course, it's an extra cost. You know, I'm an employer myself, Trina, there's no doubt about that. But you know, it's going to start off with just 1.5% of a contribution. That's the minimum amount. Okay, so it's not going to be huge figures. But I mean, it's about time some employers started providing such absolute essential provisions for their employees. And in my book, it's a basic right that employees should have. So it's going to cost more, but you know what? A valid employment contract should include a legitimate pension contribution. So, you know, I for one, okay, it's going to be an extra cost to the bottom line, but I think all employees deserve it.
So, Carol, there might be some people listening today who will just say, you know, well, can I not just rely on the state pension?
Well, the state pension, Trina, is just over, you know, 12.5 a year. So for any listeners out there that are earning, say, 30, 40, 50 up to normal retirement age, to have your income reduced to 12.5 overnight is a kind of a stark reality. So the sooner you join the auto enrollment, and you know what, top it up if you can, do your ABCs, get that tax back from the government. The earlier you start and the more you put in, bridges the gap between the 12.5, which in fairness is only just about the average industrial wage. You want to close the gap between that measly figure and the figure you were on when you left, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, okay, I know you want of your mortgage and hopefully, you know, the kids will have flown the nest and all the rest of it and your expenses will be a lot less. But you know what? You're going to have a whole lot more time to play around with. And mortality rates in Ireland now are up to like 84, 85. So if you go at normal retirement age 65, you have 20 years of freedom there that you don't have to go into the office 9 to 5. You want to fund that and make sure you're on that beach with the cocktail in your hand, Trina. You know that.
Exactly. You want to be able to travel, do what you want, spend money like on new things in the house, whatever. And there are people as well, like, let's be honest, there are some people in Ireland who aren't homeowners and they're still going to have to pay rent at that age.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. That's the grim reality. So you're talking about, you know, out of that 12.5, now I know there'll probably be a housing allowance on top of that, but you have to have a pot of at least 100 grand when you retire, at least that. You've worked hard all your life. Why end it in poverty? So we can never stress the importance, as I said, of starting early, putting as much as you can in, you know, without interfering with your other costs too much. But, you know, a consultation with a good financial advisor will show you what your journey should look like and show you how much you should be putting in per month and the best and easiest way to do that.
Okay.
So advice all the way, you know, it's there. Why not take it? And, you know, even our consultations, the first two are free. So people have this, I suppose, thought, oh, wow, you know, that's going to cost me a fortune. Financial advice, most places, the first consultation or two are free. So don't be afraid to lift the phone and seek advice on your own situation, you know.
My final question for you, Carol. The October 31st tax deadline is fast approaching, 16th of November, actually, for those filing online. And some people have been asked, would you consider topping up your pension? So what has the tax deadline got to do with your pension and topping up your pension?
Okay, so let's just say we deal with a lot of sole traders, Trina, and again, their accountants are busy, you know, on their calculators at this time of the year, possibly seeing what the refunds or liabilities might be. So let's just say that you have a tax liability of €4,000. Okay, so I get a phone call from my accountant tomorrow to say I have a tax liability of €4,000. Well, if you seek financial advice, if you don't have a pension already, you could be in a situation where if you pay €10,000 into a revenue approved pension scheme, you can get a 40% tax refund, which is €4,000, which would effectively wipe out that liability entirely.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously how much you put in depends on your salary and your age, your gross salary and your age. So you'd need to get advice on that. But any, let's say, tax liabilities you may have, you can either wipe them out completely or greatly reduce them by making contributions into personal pension schemes. And this is our busiest time of the year. And again, like you said, you've up until mid-November to reduce or eliminate your tax liability for the previous tax year. So we're talking about the 2021 tax year. Okay. So some people kind of get it mixed up with, well, hang on a minute, why am I making contributions this year? Is it for this year or last year? It's for last year. So you're going to be getting your figures together from the 1st of January last year to the 31st of December. Am I in a refund or in a liability position? If it's a liability, can I clear it out by making a pension contribution? And you know what? You still have loads of time. A pension can be sorted in 24 hours if necessary.
Okay.
With the right advisor.
Right. What about PAYE workers?
They can still do ABCs if they're PAYE workers and they're contributing to an employer scheme. They can eliminate any liabilities or get tax back for the previous year by making an ABC into their own scheme or taking out a PRSA on the side. So this is for everyone. It's, I suppose, for sole traders who might be having their yearly accounts done now, or it's also for PAYE workers. But if you haven't claimed all your tax back for last year, i.e. the year ending 31st of December 2021, you now have an opportunity to do so between now and the 16th of November. So pick up the phone. We only need a few simple figures to be able to tell you what the maximum you can put in is, and then you can decide for yourself. And by the way, you can put in anything up to the maximum figure. So if your max is 5K for the year, even by putting in 1,000 euro, you're going to get 400 euro back. So isn't it better off in your pocket than in the taxman?
I hear you, Carol. I hear you loud and clear.
Say, Trina. That's what I always say. There's no excuse to be, you know, not to be taking that money back from the tax.
Yeah. Well, Carol, you're there in Cork, available to talk to people. Her Money, how else can we contact you?
Well, we've offices in Cork and in Dublin. We're in Merrion Square in Dublin, but we have advisors nationwide. And for anyone who's looking for further information, it's info@hermoney.ie or go on www.hermoney.ie, and all of our contact details are there.
Brilliant. We'll talk to you soon, Carol. Thanks so much for that info. It is something for the weekend.
Thanks for having me on
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.